Pakistani officials have strongly condemned a deadly U.S. drone attack in the country's northwest. Pakistan's foreign ministry said in a statement that such attacks are a violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. It also said the airstrikes have negative impacts on Islamabad's efforts to bring peace to the country. The statement was issued after a U.S. drone attack on a seminary killed at least six people in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. The U.S. carries out assassination drone strikes in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. It claims they target militants, but many civilians have lost their lives so far in the air raids. Press TV's Javed Rana joins us now from Islamabad. Javed, please bring us an update on this recent drone attack.
Well, more than seven people are suspected to have been killed in the Hangu part of Pakistan's tribal region, and more than eight others were injured. And now there has been a strong reaction of what government of Pakistan has said officially. The opposition parties are saying that they are not going to accept the government justification, and particularly yesterday's statement by Pakistan's advisor on national security and foreign affairs, Sartaj Aziz. He had said that the U.S. has given Pakistan assurance that it would not go for strikes as long as the process with peace process with the Taliban is there. Now, this has been interpreted by the opposition parties that the Americans have lost their credibility. They cannot be trusted upon. Now, there is already a planned scheduled protest on this Saturday, and the NATO supply is going to be blocked by the ultra-nationalist religious parties who are governing northwest of Pakistan. They are saying that since this particular attack has happened within the jurisdiction of Pakhtunkhwa province, the province they are governing, so it is a binding upon them now to make it sure that the NATO supply does not pass through from that part of their province until the U.S. makes a formal announcement to stop the drone strikes. Now, American ambassador has met with Pakistani authorities. He's trying to lobby, trying to urge the federal government to do something to stop the opposition parties not to go for blockage of NATO supply line. A situation is becoming very serious because the opposition parties are saying that at no cost they are going to move away from that path from where the NATO supply pass through. So I think there's going to be confrontation between the federal government and the provincial government. The provincial government certainly carries an edge. They enjoy public support on this particular issue. And also because of the fact that this last drone attack has happened within their territory, and they might have more moral reason to defend their territory.
Javed, do the people of Pakistan think that Islamabad is doing enough to put a halt to these drone strikes?
I think people are now fast getting suspicious about the present federal government. They believe that the present government is, on one hand, is getting money from the Americans. On the other hand, they are asking Americans without any stressing or without any leverage, they are saying that they stop the drone strikes. So Americans are not simply listening to them. Opposition parties are pointing out that this is a time the government of Pakistan needs to demonstrate a self-respect. And self-respect can only be demonstrated if they stop getting money from the Americans and forcefully say that, look, you have to stop it. They have so much leverage upon the Americans. They can stop the NATO supply line. They can withhold their intelligence cooperation. There are so many ways the government can do it. But it seems the government doesn't want to take on Americans beyond simply making statements, beyond meeting with Americans and asking them to stop, but I think not using the leverage that they enjoy.
Thank you very much. Javed Rana joining us from Islamabad.